This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to KER Politics. We have a special guest in our first two segments. His name is Dr. Jerome Kersey, Ph.D. from Harvard and the author of a brand new New York Times bestselling book, a subject that I am very interested in. It has to do with the Trump administration. Tell us a little bit about the book. Let's start out with the name, Dr. Kersey.
Thanks, Alexander. Good to be with you. The book is titled Killing the Deep State, Killing the Deep State. And the subtitle is The Fight to Save Donald Trump. And it just came out. It's done extremely well. It's been number one in Amazon in a number of categories. And it's among the best 20 books read on Amazon last week or bought on Amazon last week. I've had a number of New York Times best-selling books, but already this Killing the Deep State is really soaring in sales, and I'm very impressed that it could make the New York Times bestseller list even in the first week. I think people are really hungry for truth about Donald Trump, and that's why they're turning to my book, Killing the Deep State.
You know, Dr. Kersey, I have to tell you, I've been a supporter of Donald Trump since 2015. I've got a gold card from the Republican Party. I have to tell you, in all honesty, sir, I didn't vote for Trump the man. I voted for Trump the movement. I think that the movement is the only thing that is going to save our country. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, one of the reasons I wrote Killing the Deep State is I wanted to show the smoking gun evidence against the FBI. I mean, when you read Killing the Deep State, you're going to be stunned. I mean, it's clear there is an actual coup d'etat effort against the president. It's ongoing right now. It has not stopped. And I wrote Killing the Deep State in order to show people the evidence and also to discuss how, in fact, Donald Trump can survive and what we must do to help Donald Trump survive.
My question is, when you talk about a coup and you talk about the potential involvement, alleged involvement of the FBI, which I happen to believe really isn't alleged. I've talked with a number of experts on this, and I think it's truly there. I think the situation with McCabe is despicable. I think the situation with the entire FBI organization at the top levels is despicable. Who would you say is behind that, in your opinion? And I apologize, I have not received a copy of your book yet. I personally think it's... Well, who do you think it is?
Well, in Killing the Deep State, I make a really compelling case that the force working secretly behind the scenes is none other than Barack Obama. And Obama is intent to oust President Trump. He's like the wizard, the Wizard of Oz behind the screen, and he's operating out of his mansion in D.C. He's got a couple of operatives, including Valerie Jarrett, who moved in with the Obamas and is living there. And Obama's working still day and night against the president, and he's also being assisted by Hillary Clinton, who is also not given up. And I think both Obama and Hillary realize that, you know, President Trump knows this was a coup d'etat. He knows that they're both guilty of sedition and treason. And if they lose, they're going to face capital offense charges. And I think Donald Trump is intent on bringing those charges.
I agree 100% with the Clinton family, specifically now being run, I would have to say, by the former secretary. In terms of Barack Obama, my research on the former president basically turns up one thing that is absolutely terrifying, and that is his basic philosophy. It's anti-American as we know it, in my opinion. Any comments?
Well, as I point out in the book, the Democratic Party is hard, hard left. I mean, it's like a hate left. It's a European style socialist or communist party today, being headed by Tom Perez, who is former La Raza, you know, the race attorney, and Keith Ellison, who is a black Muslim. And these are extremely radical, backed by Antifa, you know, this extreme group of thugs, Black Lives Matter, Soros. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a surprise to anyone who reads my book that you see the Democratic Party, had Hillary won, would have conducted what amounts to a 16-year coup. You know, 8 years of Obama's presidency, 8 years of Hillary's presidency, that would have transformed the United States away from the Constitution.
Of course.
The First Amendment would have been gone. They don't believe in free speech at all. The intolerance of this hate left is really incredible. They don't believe in the Second Amendment. They don't believe we have a Fourth Amendment, a right from searches and seizures, unreasonable searches and seizures. I mean, all of the information we're giving out on social media, I think the social media is just a dashboard for the NSA and for the CIA. All that information looks like social media, but it's just a CIA-NSA data collection where we voluntarily give up all this information about ourselves. And the state in mind that Hillary planned to create would have been the end of the U.S. constitutional republic.
You know, I have to tell you, Dr. Corsi, I agree with you 100%, and it will be very, very interesting to see. For example, let's just take Facebook, Zuckerberg's deal, and in my opinion, I was reading about it last night, it's going to be very interesting to see how that actually shapes out. The thing that I find, and I'd like a comment from you on this, the thing that I find to be the most terrifying is the fact that the deep staters, and let's talk necessarily here about the Clinton family, let's talk about even more importantly the Obama family, firmly believe that what they're doing is correct, sir. They firmly believe it deep down in their bones.
What I find particularly appalling or particularly disturbing is that my book, Killing the Deep State, has now been banned by all the major networks. I mean, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, none of them will touch it. You know, it's one of the best-selling books ever written on the Trump presidency. As I pointed out, Killing the Deep State is number one on Amazon. I think it's going to make the New York Times bestseller list, and yet they won't even give me an interview because this mainstream media is so lockstep with the hard left of the Democratic Party and the deep state that they're not going to let the truth be told if it contradicts their narrative and calls into question the fact that this has been a serious attempt at coup d'etat that involves criminal activity within the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the CIA at the highest levels.
We started referring to it as a coup d'etat here probably about 3 or 4 months ago on our program. I have an ex, not necessarily ex, but an Army intelligence guy who comes on our show quite a bit, Jim McKinney, and Jim feels exactly the same way you do. You know, I have to say one thing that I think is really interesting, and we have to take a commercial break here in just a few seconds, about 30 seconds, but I did some research on you, Dr. Corsi, you know, PhD from Harvard, et cetera, et cetera. But what I think is interesting, if you go on Google, it's stated in black and white that this man is not to be taken seriously. And I find that to be absolutely amazing, because if anybody should be taken seriously, it's Dr. Jerome Kersey. Final comment on that one, sir, and then we'll take a break.
Well, I think this is why you see me banned by all the major networks. They're afraid the American public read my book, Killing the Deep State. So what they do is they, you know, brand me a nutcase and shut Killing the Deep State out from all publicity. And that shows how much in panic I cause this deep state cabal. And I think that should lend credence to your point that, you know, I should be taken seriously. And those people who do read what I write, well footnoted, well documented books, they're going to find this Killing the Deep State shocking in its detail.
Of course they will. Jerome, got to take a real quick commercial break here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back here in 20 seconds.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camuso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camuso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamusoCPA.com. That's CamusoCPA.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Come back, continue my discussion with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dr. Corsi is a very interesting guy. He is someone who really should be taken seriously. His book, Killing the Deep State, is a book that really should be read by everybody. It will be probably in the top 10 bestsellers on the New York Times bestseller list in the relatively near future. And that is in spite of the fact that he is not allowed on the major networks right now. Elaborate on that one, if you would, for me, Dr. Corsi, first.
Well, I think that that's the ABC, NBC, CBS are can't handle the truth. You know, when you read Killing the Deep State, you're going to be shocked at the amount of conspiracy that exists, the amount of coordination that exists in the news cycle to make sure the American public don't hear anything the CIA or the powers that be in the deep state, this New World Order group, thinks the United States is obsolete, wants to rewrite our Constitution to reduce our freedoms and throw us into a international organization with international trade agreements. And Donald Trump directly opposed to that agenda, and Donald Trump is threatening to this New World Order group, and that's why my book, Killing the Deep State, is being blackballed and banned. Mm-hmm. But despite that, I think, you know, shows like yours and the American public are getting the word out, because the book has already been number one on Amazon, and is climbing the charts, I believe, in the New York Times bestseller list.
Well, the only comment I can make is we try very, very hard. And the reason we try very hard is because I come from a background that I learned firsthand when I was just a young boy, the danger of living in a totalitarian society. My parents and grandparents ran literally from Russia. And I grew up with knowing how bad a totalitarian system can be. So I've obviously got a very, very huge interest in what you're talking about right now. Dr. Corsi, let's talk about your other two books. They were also bestsellers.
Well, I wrote the book on John Kerry. I co-authored it with John O'Neill, mm-hmm. on Command, and I wrote in 2008 one of the initial books exposing Barack Obama's radical past, and it's called Abomination. They were both number one. This book is really a continuation. I think when people read this book, Killing the Deep State, you're going to be shocked about the deep connections that still exist between people like George Soros, behind the scenes funding, and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, ties that continue to John Kerry, and yes, Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
Part of this deep state cabal working together. All these people are working together. I prove that in the book. And, you know, if when you read Killing the Deep State, I think that's another reason that's so shocking. Two chapters on how Hillary Clinton and John Podesta were the ones who were really colluding with Russia, were being paid by Russia,
yeah,
millions of dollars on selling military technology under the reset. I've even got the Russian oligarch's name close to Putin that Hillary and Podesta were working with, and the bank accounts through which they got paid, and the offshore Panama arranged shell companies through which their payments came. And it's shocking that the Clinton Foundation on Uranium One made $147 million selling out America, and John Podesta selling military technology with Hillary also made millions. And this is the information that this reason my book is being suppressed by the mainstream media. They don't want you reading Killing the Deep State, because this is the true story about Russian collusion.
Well, I have to tell you, I know firsthand from practical experience the situation with Uranium One. I was a consultant, a very successful consultant, in the Canadian markets for about 40 years. You know, let's project into the future a little bit, if you don't mind, Dr. Corsi. And projecting into the future is, how do you think this whole thing is going to come out?
Well, in Killing the Deep State, I make it clear that Donald Trump has got to organize a counterattack, and he's got to. This is a propaganda attack. You can't say, well, there's no Russian collusion, because Mueller will just say, well, we haven't looked hard enough yet. We'll find it if we keep looking. The point is, once you undermine the credibility of these people, you show that Mueller covered up the Russian collusion bribery scheme when the committee was voting on whether or not to give Russia control, 100% interest of this Uranium One asset. They would have voted that had Mueller not covered up the information. I mean, when you realize that it was the Inspector General and the of the Committee on Professional Responsibility of the Department of Justice that recommended that McCabe be fired without his pension because he had lied and lied under oath, including to Congress, and leaked information that, you know, General Flynn was probably set up. It was this Peter Strozek, one of the two lovers, who obviously hated Trump and the FBI, that interviewed Flynn. Comey comes out of that interview and says Flynn did not lie, but then McCabe and Strozek rewrite the 302, which is the interview summary, and suddenly Flynn is charged with lying to the FBI. I mean, it goes on, and when you understand, the American people begin to realize that this whole coup against Donald Trump is based on lies and fabricated evidence, then I think people's minds open, and they realize that this is a deep state attack, just like I say, in killing the deep state, that must be put an end to. And Donald Trump, I think, in his counterattack, now that the Russian investigation has stalled, all we've got is 13 wacky Russians who posted on the internet that the Department of Justice says they did not influence the election, and no influence whatsoever colluding with Donald Trump or his campaign. That's all Mueller's got. Now I think we need to turn the tables and start investigating Mueller, get a criminal investigation going on his role in suppressing this bribery information, one, so the Clintons could make $147 million selling U.S. uranium to Russia.
That is a whack of money. There's no question about that. Dr. Jerome Kersey, Killing the Deep State, is his latest book on its way to becoming a huge bestseller. Dr. Kersey, I have to tell you, it's a real pleasure chatting with you. You and I are exactly of a like mind, and I'm not a new entrant into that particular philosophy. I've felt that way since about 2014. Dr. Jerome Kersey, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alexander. And the book, Killing the Deep State, is now available everywhere. It's in bookstores all across the country. It's available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, BooksAndMillion.com. Just look up my name, Kersey, C-O-R-S-I, and Killing the Deep State.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
For those of you who are interested, and everyone should read this book, Dr. Kersey's latest book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save Donald Trump's Presidency, simply go to our website for last Wednesday, the 21st of March, and you'll see an easy way to pick it up under Al's favorite reads.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Continuing on with KER Politics, I'm chatting right now with Dr. John Huber. One of my favorite guests, actually. John, you had a tragedy in your town, the Austin bomber. I want to talk a little bit about, I'm sure you were involved in that, not from a taking action standpoint, but just from a, but from a study standpoint. Tell me a little bit about this guy's mental framework and how it might relate to other people who are as nuts as he was, in my opinion.
Well, we're just now finding out. He didn't delete stuff from his hard drive and things like that, so we're starting to collect more data. What he wants us to know or what he wants us to believe, I think we have a lot to learn from that. But if you look at his behaviors and you look at people who do these types of things, he talks about, you know, I'm homeless, not really homeless, but his parents paid for his home. He had no employment, no gainful employment. He was kind of in a dead end. He felt like his life was over. He acted in a very violent way. Now, the interesting thing is there's tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people out of our 330 million people in this country that are feeling the exact same way, yet they don't go and build bombs and blow people up. Are just excuses, as far as I'm concerned, from a rational point of view. I think he enjoyed taking control of the city, which is what he did for a period of three and a half weeks. He enjoyed, and I think gained pleasure from knowing he not only hurt people, but had the capability to hurt many more. In his last few hours, left a audio recording stating how he built 7 bombs, and the last one was for him. Yet when we went into his home, the police had to evacuate for 5 square blocks around there because there was so much explosives in his house. They were afraid people in that area would get hurt if they went off. Seriously, he wasn't just originally limiting himself to 7 bombs, but he made mistakes and he got caught and he saw that he was getting ready to be captured. Now, bomb making and blowing people up with bombs is actually a very cowardly act. He doesn't have to be around. He doesn't have to face the people he harms. He doesn't even have to see the carnage. He can just listen to it on the news, and very cowardice. That's an interesting thing, because you got someone who, and I think it's telling too, who is unemployed. He used to be a computer repair person. He graduated high school, had about 60 college credits to his name, went out of his way to avoid confrontation, went out of his way to have to deal with other people. His Facebook friends list had, I believe, 17 people on it. That's very unusual. Identifies him as a loner, someone who doesn't have, you know, close personal relationships.
Yeah.
It makes him fit a lot of the stereotypical serial killer, serial behavior, isolation, never able to maintain a long-term relationship, never able to maintain long-term employment. The relationships he does have are relatively superficial and holds a lot of angst. Now, a lot of the media is refusing to call him terrorist, but the whole idea of terrorism is to scare people into changing their behaviors, and they react to violence as a form of terror. They're terrorized.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't fit the normal groove, because there's basically three reasons why terrorists exist. One of them is based off religious ideology. The other one's off political ideology. And the last one is the one we don't like to think about, because it's not common. I mean, not the terrorists are common in the first place, but it's even less common than the other two, in that it's someone who actually enjoys that empowerment that they get from terrorizing individuals. And he can do that from a distance with bombs, instead of like someone who enjoys torturing people face to face, which actually requires a level of self-esteem and integrity to maintain that torture.
I find that to be really interesting. So, John, can we take this thing one step farther and perhaps generalize? And let's talk about how this guy's psyche, for example, does it match the psyche of a guy in Las Vegas, for example? Does it match the psyche of the guy in that terrible school shooting down in Florida, Parkland, Florida? Are the psyches similar?
There's a similarity, I think, with those individuals, in the fact that looking at what we've seen presented to us so far, this perspective may change, but all of them seemed to have absentee fathers. All of the school shootings we've had over the last 20 years have had absentee fathers. We talk about Mandalay Bay, and we look at him, and his father was on the America's top 10 most wanted list by the FBI, and he was not around while this individual was growing up. So he was an absentee father. The father for the Florida shooter passed away when he was very young, absentee father. And this father here, I don't know if he's physically present, but we've heard nothing from his point of view. Everything has been from the mother, and everything she talks about is me, 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 me. I did this. I did that. Even yeah. Addressing the son. So she's a very domineering and isolating mother figure, which I think compounds this young man's problem and probably exacerbated his aggression and anger and feeling of isolation and ineffectual living, and so he took it out on our community.
You know, John, I have to tell you, we're down in Palm Desert right now, which is really, and it's quite a ways away from you. We're in Southern California in Palm Desert, and my wife insists on watching the local news every night. I don't watch local news typically anymore, simply because it's just too violent. I mean, the local news, whether it's in Seattle, Washington, Bellingham, Washington, Palm Springs, Coachella Valley, California, what have you. I mean, basically, it's all about violence. It's all about weird violence. And so I have chosen to simply not watch that stuff anymore. But, you know, we have the same incident down here, a young man who has held his mother basically in bondage, et cetera, et cetera, hurt her, et cetera, et cetera, and that's all we hear about. I would prefer to see the news media, quite frankly, John, stay away from this particular topic. As innocent as, and this is a ridiculous thing to say, but they may feel that giving coverage to incidents like this is probably not a bad thing. I think it's terrible. John, we're down to about 2 minutes. How do you feel about what I just said?
Well, I think, unfortunately, we have this accident-prone mentality where we got to look at it. We got to slow down and stop and look at it as a society. Individuals, we know, though, that it's bad for us. If all we think about and all we look at is this violence side of our society, we think that that's the way everybody is, and that's simply not true. In fact, the vast majority, far more people, are peace-loving, caring individuals who love our society, love our country, and really, really want this place to be a good, safe place to raise a family and be a human being.
You know, John, the optimism that you're expressing right now is something that, to me, is a real godsend. And the reason I say that is because, being the political junkie that I am, all I read about and all we talk about on our blog is the negative aspects of government, the negative aspects of life, et cetera, et cetera. I know the negative aspects are really out there, and I think you need to be aware of them, because you need to be aware of what perhaps your own beliefs are and whether or not you choose to take any action whatsoever. And I don't mean violent action. I mean just changing your particular philosophy to be somewhat more defensive about what you think is wrong. And, you know, not that many people are saying that anymore. And you know why, man? Because it doesn't sell airtime. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be doing a weekend special with Dr. Huber. Take a listen to it also. Be right back.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing to listen to KER Politics. I have a gentleman who is a director of research for the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Excellent, excellent organization. Mike Stuman was on the show yesterday. Now I have the director of research with me. His name is Jeff Ferry. Jeff, like a comment on Trump's announcement today about how the United States, if he has his way, is going to handle China. Any comments?
Yes, we are enthusiastic supporters. We are very happy of the president's measures that he announced today. We think that China has been violating the rules of international trade almost from the day they joined the World Trade Organization back in 2001. Successive administrations have shrunk from the need to do something about this. This has led to economic costs for American companies and American workers. They're shocking ways in which they exploit the intellectual property rules for their own advantage, the advantage of the Chinese economy. It's also got national security implications. We don't yet know all the details of the president's measures, but they look to us like the right things to do to address this problem, and it's ultimately going to benefit the U.S. economy and U.S. national security.
Mr. Ferry, tell me a little bit about the implications, you say security implications involved here. I'm curious.
Sure. Well, in terms of national security, what China has done in the last 18 years or so is they have built a very modern and very powerful economy. What they've been saying in recent years is that their goal, especially with this Made in China 2025 plan, is to become self-sufficient and world leaders in a number of key strategic industries. And just to mention too, aerospace and semiconductors, these are industries that are vital to national security. And, you know, you can't fly a modern military airplane without a lot of semiconductors on board. You can't build a ship without semiconductors. And the same with aerospace. You obviously need aerospace, whether we're talking about airplanes, missiles or drones, you need aerospace technology. And what China's basically trying to construct is a world in which they take the best technology from others, including the United States, and they don't give anything to the rest of the world. And they've been exploiting our aerospace companies and our technology companies for years and years. And I say that as somebody who worked for 15 years in the technology industry, building computer networking equipment and trying to compete with Chinese companies. And, you know, people talk about a level playing field. I mean, that's a joke when you compete with the Chinese. The playing field is grossly slanted and tilted in their favor. They take what they want, and then they compete. And then they have government-owned companies that are, have billions of dollars of subsidies to compete with us over here while we can't compete in their market, which is a large market. And what that means for defense industries is that if we were to allow their system to continue, they would exploit all the best of our technology and get it basically for close to free. And that's simply unacceptable.
Jeff, they've been doing that for a long time, in my opinion. I mean, I'm a real political junkie, and I'm pretty well informed on what's going on. In your opinion, why was Donald Trump the first person who could make a difference in this area? Why is he the first guy to do it? You know, why didn't Obama do something? Why didn't Bush Jr. do something? Why didn't Clinton do something? This has been going on for a long time, Jeff.
I think you're right, and I think that it is a disgrace that these previous administrations didn't do anything. I mean, I think when you go back to Bill Clinton's time, it's fair to say, you know, remember that Deng Xiaoping made these changes in China, and we didn't fully appreciate where they were headed. So back in the 80s and 90s, it was legitimate to say we might have thought the Chinese were going to liberalize. But from around 2000, 2001, when they got into the World Trade Organization, it became very quickly very clear that they were building up world-scale and world-class industries, you know, to start with in things like steel and cement, you know, the basic fundamental infrastructure, and they were not interested in competing fairly and openly. They were interested in exploiting Western technology and keeping their market shut as tightly as they could, except on grossly unfair terms. So I think that, so then you're going to ask me, so why didn't these administrations wake up to this? I mean, there were people out there like a lot of my colleagues in the CPA who were saying, look, this is unfair. This is hurting U.S. industry. And all I can say is I think that, you know, the American system, we've got a lot of exporting industries who have a lot of clout in Washington, and a lot of them were naive, and they believed that they could export into China. And so they wanted to, they used all their political influence to prevent any substantive action being taken. I mean, that's I think part of the explanation. You know, we could talk and theorize for hours on why these other administrations were naive, and some would say they're naive, some would say it was purely financial. I mean, you've got to remember that investment banks on Wall Street make a lot of money creating mergers and financing trade, and then after those mergers blow up in everybody's face, they then make more money telling these companies they need to divest and try something different. You know, and when you look at this farce with Qualcomm and Broadcom, you know, that's what's going on there, is the investment banks make a ton of money putting together a beast like Broadcom, and at some point they'll decide Broadcom's too big, and the management will come back to Wall Street and say, hey, we want to sell off the pieces. And they'll say, sure, we'll do that to you for billions of dollars. So there's a lot of money at stake, but there's also naivete at stake. I think there are a lot of people who did not appreciate and who kept, you know, not some, now I think they can't claim to be naive, but 10 years ago when they were saying, oh, the Chinese are going to develop, they're going to liberalize, they're going to become just like the United States. I mean, we've seen that throughout American history. We think because somebody wears a baseball cap that says the Yankees on it, that means they're going to turn into a democracy like us. And frankly, the world just isn't like that.
No, the world isn't like that. Let me bring up one other point that I think is worth considering, and that is mainland China holds an awful lot of our debt right now. Do you think that's been a consideration up to this point?
So my view on that would be that is a non-consideration that Wall Street has been able to exploit, or I should say free traders have been able to exploit to get people worried. And I think politicians sometimes believe that. And what I would say to those politicians as an economist is, you know, and this is an old saying that goes back to the economist John Maynard Keynes. When you owe the bank $100, then you've got to do what the bank tells you. When you owe the bank $1 billion, then the bank's got to do what you tell them. And we are in that situation with China and Japan.
Yeah.
They hold not billions, but trillions of dollars of our debt. It's not in their interest to sell off that debt and drive down the price of treasury bonds. So we're actually at a pretty equal pace with them, and I don't think they want to sell off that debt, and I don't think they're ever going to threaten to do that. I think American free traders will threaten that might happen if we don't play nice with them, and I think it's our job as American citizens to turn around and say, no, that's absolute nonsense. They have no interest in selling that debt, and neither do the Japanese, and neither do other countries that hold billions and trillions of dollars of our debt. Now, they do want to, and they should diversify. They should also be holding euros and other currencies, and the renminbi, the Chinese currency, will become more of a reserve currency over the next 20 or 30 years, and that's fine. That's the way the world should go. But we should not be worried about them taking action on the debt front. Let me be explicit. Every year, we buy $300 billion more goods from China than they buy from us. We have enabled their economic growth. Most other large economies, like the European economy, have tightened up and don't buy as much goods from China as we do. They run closer to a trade balance. So we are the country, the naive country, that has enabled their industrialization. They need us as a consumer market. They run their steel industry as an employment program for unskilled and semi-skilled Chinese workers. If we say, like we started to say with these tariffs, and we're granting exemptions, but I hope we hold the tariff policy tight enough so we reduce our dependence on imported steel, it's the Chinese who are going to suffer. They're going to have to find new jobs for those people. And their country, as you probably know, is a bit of a powder keg because there are a lot of unhappy, dissatisfied people among the billion people in that country.
Jeff,
so
I'm sorry, sir. We got to take a break right now real quick. We're at the end of our time. Thank you very much, Jeff Ferry, Director of Research for CPA Coalition for a Prosperous America.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.